Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. The Nor'easter is here, and the Columbus Day Parade is gone. The event canceled because of the storm sweeping through the area. Let's start off with the latest on the track, live with AccuWeather meteorologist John Ferrick.
Yeah, certainly looks like we're going to have this storm hanging around right through the day today, this tropical wind and rain storm. We're going to see the strongest of the winds right along the coast here, probably some gust up over 50 miles per hour throughout the day today. That's going to lead to some localized damage, power outages. We could continue to see a couple of downed trees, unfortunately, across the region. The rain, maybe the least of our worries at this point, but enough rain to cause some ponding on the road, some lower visibility. Coastal flooding is probably the greatest concern here as we head into the afternoon during times of high tide. We're going to see some significant coastal flooding out there today, beach erosion. And again, this storm finally pulls away as we head into tonight and tomorrow. Kathleen.
1010 Winds' Glenn Shuck, meanwhile, is with New Yorkers who are dealing with this weather.
And good morning again. It's a state of emergency. We have to reiterate that Long Island, New York City, and Westchester as well. And that's where Jeff was headed when I spoke with him here near the George Washington Bridge this morning.
No, well, I actually drive in Westchester. I'm a teamster for in Westchester.
Yeah.
And the roads get pretty bad up there with the rain. So.
Because I see people still whizzing by here. I mean.
Yeah, the roads actually weren't that bad this morning. I only live a couple miles away from here, so my journey begins now.
Yeah, so wishing him good luck here. The wind definitely howling here by the bridge. I went over and then kind of came back and forth. The rain sideways. Now, traffic definitely lighter here with schools closed in the city and many districts in the suburbs also closed for the holiday today. And we should also mention New Jersey is under a state of emergency. The Jersey Shore is getting pounded with wind and flooding places like Belmar and down to Long Beach Island, which the entire main boulevard in LBI is underwater this morning. Delays at the airports. Definitely call ahead because you're going to face that too. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, live here at North the GWB.
Of course, whatever the weather brings, stay with 1010 Winds for all the info you need. We will get you through. It's been another busy weekend on the mayoral campaign trail. Independent Andrew Cuomo went after Democrat Zoran Mamdani on education, saying Saturday he plans to add more specialized high schools and expand the gifted and talented programs, drawing a contrast to Mamdani's call for eliminating the popular programs for kindergartners. Mamdani, meanwhile, accused Cuomo of trying to appease President Trump with his response to the indictment of New York Attorney General Letitia James. He said Cuomo played it safe, issuing a statement that reacted to the charges without mentioning either James or Trump by name, saying the narrow path to City Hall is paved by the billionaires who put Mr. Trump in the White House. And Republican Curtis Sliwa got some help with the launch of a super PAC started by E. O'Brien Murray, who has worked for both Republicans and Democrats in decades in New York politics. The Vote Common Sense PAC is the first to support Sliwa. The other two candidates have had significant outside help already. Former Governor Cuomo was originally set to sit down for a one-on-one interview with 1010 Winds this morning at 10, but that has been rescheduled for next Monday, the 20th, at 10:30 a.m. honoring 9/11 first responders. The National Fallen Firefighters Foundation plans a special ceremony this coming weekend on Staten Island in memory of 176 firefighters who died of post-9/11 illness. Victor Stagnaro is the group's CEO.
We realized that these 176 had not been honored at the National Memorial. So in order to make sure we properly honor them and commemorate their sacrifice, we're doing this event in New York.
In addition to the ceremony on Staten Island, a dozen city landmarks will be lit up in red this weekend in tribute to the fallen firefighters. Police are still looking for that creep who ripped a little girl's chain off her neck on the way to school in the Bronx, and the girl's talking about what happened. Last Thursday morning, young Zoe was headed to school in the East Tremont section, she told Channel 7.
I see this man following me, so I move to one side, and then he went with me to the other side, so I walked faster.
She hoped he'd go away, but he didn't, and instead smacked her, grabbed her chain, and ran off. She was left with marks on her neck. The initial pendant necklace was something that she had only worn on special occasions. She forgot to take it off after a baby shower. Zoe says her grandfather's now walking her to school, and her dad says police had better find that suspect before he does. The Woolman Rink wants to start the new season with a bang and a record. The rink is turning 75 and opens for the season October 24th with a weekend of free skating, performances, giveaways, and an effort to break the Guinness World Record for largest skating lesson. Vice President for Business Development and Community Impact, Stacey Schuster, tells 1010 Winds.
The previous record is 523 people. That's been for about a decade that record has stood. So we are trying to go for 600 people.
If you'd like to join in, you can register for free at the rink's website. That'll also enter you in a drawing for free skating passes, merch, and more. You just have to be over age 10 and able to skate at least a little.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.